Today's shiur is Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. Shabbos Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Amud Beis on the second wide line. But one ha'ara on yesterday, the end of the Gemara yesterday, quoted the great story about Rabbi Yishmael. Well, it wasn't so great, maybe for it's great for us, but Yishmael ben Elisha, who either almost or actually was mata the nair after reading, and he says, "Oh, kama gedolim divrei chachamim. The divrei chachamim are great because they said one shouldn't be korei laor haner." So Pasha says, "Kama gedolim? Oh, they're so smart that they figured out that there was this chash because look, it even happened to me." The Gra, quoted here in the Maariv Chayis, says that maybe there's a different pshat, a deeper pshat. He says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Chafalov says, why aren't the reasons for mitzvahs given? Because people might say, oh, that's the reason, but the reason doesn't apply to me. Like Shlomo HaMelech, two reasons given for two different mitzvahs, and as we know, he violated, the Gemara tells us. So says the Gra, that's what was meant here. Kama gedolim divrei chachamim. Because if you look in the Mishnah, there's no reason given. Just as lo yikra lo aner, period. In the Brisa, in other sources in the Gemara, so there's a reason given of Shema Yah to this and that, but says Rabbi Shlomo ben Elisha, oh, now I realize why there was no reason given in the Mishnah. Kama gedolim divrei chachamim. If I wouldn't have known the reason, then I wouldn't have done anything. I just saw the halacha. Shemayat, right? I'm not letter read or an air. So he says that's the idinus. He does a tama. Yemakom l'Rabbi Shmuel litos. V'mla hayu rak sham rak stam. Hayu isur muchle bevadai. V'lo Rabbi Shmuel Yishmael meikol la'atz molaver agziris lachamim. So he says that's why the deeper idea of kama gedolim divrei chachamim, that they did not go always give a reason, because sometimes we could, you know, say that the reason doesn't apply here, this and that. They say that Reb Chaim, when he used to ask halachic shaylos, he used to send to Reb Chaim, not Reb Chaim Ozer, but the earlier poskim of the door, and he used to say, you know, send Reb Yitzchak Elchanan, he says, send me back the reason, send me back the answer, but don't give me the reason. Just tell me what the psak is. Don't give me the reason, because if you give me the reason, I'm going to start thinking maybe that's not true, and maybe it doesn't apply, and I'm going to start second guessing. But just tell me the answer. That was Rabbi Yishmael here, according to the Grub, that he didn't want to be focused so much on the reasons. He says, great are the rabbis who just tell us the law and leave out the reason. Right? We see, Rachmana Litzlan, in the cases of Dinim Drabanan where we know the reason, or we think we know the reason, or our reason was given, those are the specific mitzvahs Drabanan that people try to do away with. Right, the gzera of taking medicine on Shabbos and Yontif Sheni. Right, we think we're so smart, and we're like, "Oh, we know better." The reason doesn't apply. As the Vilna Gaon says elsewhere, there are 100 reasons for every din. Okay, so one of them doesn't apply; the other 99 apply. So says the we shouldn't be focused on the reasons; just focus on the halacha. Actually, it relates to what we just discussed yesterday about the Mayim Shalanu and the Harigas Kinim B'Shabbos, where there the post can discuss about the reason affecting the din also. Good. Second wide line. Here we go. Second wide line. Tani Chada Shamish Bode Kosu Zukaris Laraner. One Brisa says that a servant, a shamish, a butler, could check and to clean the cups and the ka'aros, Laraner. Check to make sure there are no bugs in there, to make sure it's clean before he gives it to his master. He's allowed to check a Laraner. Vitanya Idach Lo Yivdok. And the other Brisa says he shouldn't check Laraner. So is one supposed to check, allowed to check or not? So the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, no. Well, it depends. Kan B'Shamish Kavua, Kan B'Shamish Einu Kavua. It depends if it's a permanent servant. If it's a permanent servant, meaning if somebody who's there all the time, so if it's a permanent servant, we are worried that he knows this is a job that he's going to have for a while. If he messes up, so then the master's going to be really upset. So there, we're not going to let him check, because if he can't see properly, he's really going to bother him. He's really going to be mad to the light, because he has to check yafeh. But a shamash ain't a kavua. Okay, so he's here today. He's not here all the time. He doesn't check perfectly. He's not worried so much. Answer number one. Answer number two. By same mahava habashamash kavua. The lokasha habid mishcha habid nafta. Or we're talking about a shamash kavua, a permanent shamash. But what type of light is it? Is it an oil light mishcha, or is it nafta, or is it pitch? Some other type of material which stinks, has a very bad odor, so we're not worried that anybody's going to touch it. Nobody's going to go near it. It smells. So by oil, we will be worried, but not by nafta. Ibai lahu, what if you have two opposite factors? Shamish sheino kavua b'demishcha. What if one has a non-permanent servant? So non-permanent would tell us, like, we're not worried, because he doesn't care so much. But b'demishcha, but it's oil, so he does care. And we are worried about being mata oil, even though it's not pitch. So amahu. So amar Rav, halacha vein morin kain. Rav says, yes, it is mutter, but don't spread this. Right? Sometimes there's a halacha that maker that is mutter, but we don't want people to go overboard. We don't want people to misuse the halacha. Right? So therefore, Salai's Rabbanim might give the psak in private, but won't give it in public. Just as an example, showering on Yontif. Showering on Yontif is the kind of topic that some Rabbanim might talk about in private, but some might give sharon in public, but it's the kind of thing that might get out of hand if publicly there is a statement. I'm not saying it will, but I'm just saying it could be an example of a halacha that me'ikar din there are certain heterim in certain circumstances, in certain ways, but, you know, to give a heter, it might be a halacha ve'ein morin kain type of halacha. Rabbi Yomi Baraba, Amar, no, halacha ve'ein morin kain. No, just tell them. Tell them they're allowed to, the Shamash Yenei Kavua is allowed to be read by a Mishkalite. Rav Yirmi Bar Abba Ikla Beiravasi. One time Rav Yirmi Bar Abba, right, this person who matired, went to visit Ravasi. Beiravasi. Kam Shamei, and his servant all of a sudden got up. Kabadik Lenahar Deshraga. He went and was checking by the light, the kosos, by the light of the lamp. Amar Le Debisu. Umar Lo Avid Achi. Right, Umar Lo Avid Achi. The wife of the host says, but what do you mean? You don't allow this? You don't do this? Amar La Shavke. Karabi Svirle. Yeah, but his Rebbe allows it. Right, if his Rebbe allows it, that's why he's allowed to do it. Good. We continue. Two dots. Be'emes Amru Hachazen V'chu. The Mishnah had said back on the earlier on the bottom of Yud Aleph and Aleph that Be'emes Amru, and what did that mean? That either meant Halacha Moshe B'Sinai or it meant the Halacha is right. It's a Mesora. Be'emes Amru. We said that the Chazen is allowed to see how the kids are reading, but he can't read. What exactly did that mean? The chazan is allowed to read, but he can't read. He's allowed to see, but he can't read. Right? Chazan roeh avahulo yikra. So ask the Gemara, why would he be roeh? Wouldn't that be in order to read? So then it's a stira within the Mishnah itself. He's allowed to see in order to read pashas, but he can't read. So how do you read the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, v'amid reisha roeh. Right? It says he's allowed to see. My love likros, doesn't that mean see in order to read? So it's a steer, it's a contradiction within the Mishnah. So Gemara says, no, he's not allowed to see, but he's not allowed to read straight. What is he allowed to see? What is he looking for? Who is this chazan? Remember we gave two pshatim earlier in Rashi? One of them was the gabai. The gabai is allowed to read. Why? Lo, l'sader Rashi Parshi Yosef. Right, in order to be misader the Rashi Parshi Yosef. What does that mean? Rashi explains that the gabai is the one that the gabai is the one that helps people know the laning the next day, the ta'amim, the ta'amei hamikra, he starts them off, so all the gabai has to know is the trup of the first word in the pasuk. Basically, that usually like when we tell the Baal Kore, we start him off, he kind of can continue himself. So that's what the gabai can do. The gabai is the one that helps out the Baalei Kriya the next day. Remember in the days of old when everybody used to get their own aliyah and read their own aliyah, so maybe they weren't as familiar with they didn't know. The gabai then should probably tell them Friday night in terms of who's going to get the next aliyah, because the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to go lane unless you prepared. But the Rashi here says that's why the gabai is allowed to look. He's not allowed to read, but he's allowed to look at the Rashi Prakim. Rashi Prakim, in order to know the trup. You see the bottom Rashi Parshi Yosef, umaritzan befiv. So he is fluent in his mouth. Shemitok sharosha parsha shkura befiv, hu nizkar bakula lamachar, umisaye es shiva hakorin binakuda v'ta'ameha bilachash. He'll quietly give the hints to the Balko, but to the people who are getting the aliyahs, who are the Bali Kriya, in order to help them with the traps. That's what he is allowed to do. Right? This reflects the chashivas of the Tamei HaMikra. The Gemara in Adarm already says, the trap, the Tamim that we have, go back. Right? Go way back. Right? Rashi comments in a few places in his commentary at Chumash that the Tamim themselves help us understand the Psukim. It gives it a certain context. The Radha Chiddush Yeranier says, Lamanu shitzarech likros ha-parsha b'ta'amim. One has to, can't just get up and know the words. One has to lane with the trup. The Ramah does paskin in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah that bid the Eved. If somebody did not do the trup properly, it's okay. You don't have to make him repeat it. And the only time he has to repeat is if there was the change of the meaning of the word. Right? That was the Shita of the Rama. Reb Chaim is quoted as having felt he was machzir the Bal Korei even if he missed trup. That's what Reb Chaim felt. Reb Shechter in the Nefesh HaRav quotes this from the Rav that Rabbeinu Siper Lono Shasakin al Gracha Ishafilu Betal Betamim Machzirin Oso. Afilu betas she'enu mishane se'inyin. Against the Ramah. Against the Ramah. And what did the Rav say? What did Rav Soloveitchik say? He had a pshara. He said, it depends on the Bal Korei. Depends on the Bal Korei. The im Bal Korei lo yichos. If he's somebody, he's like, okay, look, I'm in the shul with the Rav and, Rav Chaim was his grandfather. So if he wants to correct me on my trap, he can correct me. If he's not going to get angry, there won't be Ms. Balbel. So then fine. Bevadim and anokha lahachmer kedivri agrach. Ach, and a Bal Korei eino ben Torah, v'yakbid al kach, shemachzirin ozo akolto es kala, o afilu mo yakbid, el di'ikil amecha shloshem yizbalbel, bevadim en anachon lismoch apsak harama. It's a Rama. You know, it's no slouch. So therefore, you know, I think in most places, the minhag is like the pashas of the Rama, that we're not machzir for a missing trup, but only for a change of a word. Remember, the trup came up at the end of brachas also. The Gemara gave five reasons, the third to last line in brachas, why we're supposed to clean ourselves in the bathroom with our left hand and not with our right hand. So Gemara said, we write with our right hand, or it's dangerous, yad lepeh, but one of the reasons was, b'pei shemarin b'ta'amei Torah. Because the one who helps sometimes uses hand motions in order to tell them what trumpet is. And you use the hand motions and the right hand. And that itself gives it kedusha. So we have that at the end of brachas also, a Gemara about the ta'amim. Good. Says the Gemara, v'kula parsha lo. Is it true that the chazan is not allowed to read the entire parsha? Right, that was the problem. We're only worried that he's going to be mate if he reads the straight, but if he just looks at the Rashi Prakim, we're not worried. But Meisve, the Tosefta says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hatinoko Shabbos Rabban Hayim Esadrin Parshios, V'korin Laraner. The kids in school. They have yeshiva on Shabbos. Right, that's what you see from the Gemara clearly. They were learning on Shabbos. V'ktinoko Shabbos Rabban Hayim Esadrin Parshios, they were beside there, and they read Laraner. They're a lower and air. So you see from there that they were reading, and the lower, their leader, right, was reading with them. And these kids could read the whole thing. So you might say Rashi Parshios, or let's say, maybe it also meant Rashi Parshios, doesn't mean the whole thing. You might say, or it was the kids reading. It wasn't the Rebbe. The Rebbe was listening to them read. But it was the kids reading. Shiny Tinokos, Ho'ol Ve'emaz Rabban Alein, Lo Asi Letz Luye. They're scared of their Rebbe. So that's why they're not going to come be Mata, because they're scared of their Rebbe. And therefore, there is something to remind us. The Tosfos HaRash says, maybe this is why we say piyutim la'or haner on the night of Yom Kippur. Because emas rabo aleinu. That's the Tosfos HaRash right here. Because they didn't use a sitter the whole year. Because they knew the davening by heart. But he says on Yom Kippur, who knows the piyutim of Yom Kippur of Kol Nidre by heart? Al zeh somchin likros la'araner below Yom Kippurim bebeis hakneses bebeishim de emas Yom Kippurim alav. Number one. Number two, to keep it the rabbi mitzuyim yachan masirin zeh zeh. A lot of people in shul, it's Yom Kippur, they're going to remind each other. It seems like that dafka Yom Kippur they were reading things la'ar haner, unlike the rest of the rear. It's an important ha'ar of the Beis Halevi here as well. Beis Halevi in the Chuvas and Chelik Gimel notes, what does it say here that the children are reading la'ar haner? And there's an issue that we're not allowed to let them, possibly. If it was the whole parsha, we're not allowed to let them. But don't we hold the Rashba? Many Rishonim hold, the Rashba holds, that if a child is doing an Issa D'Rabbanan, Ein Chayavin Lafrisho. It's a big sugi at the end of Yavamis, whether Mechuyav Lafrisho or Ein Mechuyav Lafrisho. Very halacha l'maisa. If a young child is playing with a muksa toy on Shabbos, and it would really bother him or her if I would take it away from them, do I have a chayav to stop? They're not, if they're younger, they're 3 or 4 years old. 3 years old, they're playing with a muksa toy. Do I have to take it away from them? If it's going to, the next 15 minutes, they're going to have a tantrum? It's a big issue. If they start coloring on Shabbos, so do I have to be mechanech them? But let's say they're not interested. They're like, no, I'm galah, I don't care. So, you know, when we need them to turn off a light, we're fine. We'll like put them in front of the light, you know, hope for the best. But all of a sudden, we're frimmies, you know, we don't want to let them play with a muksa toy because we have a guest over and we see he's making music with the Fisher Price thing. Right? We have to be consistent with our, what we do with our children. Anyway, so the Rashba says, to be mafresh them from Nisa Drabanan? So what's the big deal? Let them read Laura Nair. So the Beis Halevi says an important yesod. That whole sugya of letting children violate Isuri Drabanan is only by Drabanan that are not Gzeira Atu Adaraisa. Muksa. Muksa is not Gzeira Atu. Muksa is a Drabanan. It's a chomer d'rabbanan. It's a din d'rabbanan. Ein lo ikar min haTorah. Says the Gemara in Maseches Beitza. So that is one type of d'rabbanan. But if it's a gzera that you might come to do a daraisa, so says the Beis HaLevi, there we will not just say okay whatever, because that's already touches on a daraisa. So Beis HaLevi in Chelek Gimel Simen Nun Hey. The Gamma Rash below heat here, Rak, but Dover de Etzema Isser Shabahu Rak Durabanan. Vain Bokshash Isser Daraisa. Aval Dover, Dicker, Akshash Shabahu, Shema Yabar, Lister Daraisa. Avagat the Minotaur Mutter, De Lachash Lazemi Shimrubo Chazaka. Efshat the Gamma Rash Bemode, De Osser Lahachilo. Okay. That is, important Ha'ara. Okay, we continue. Kayotse Bo. Lo Yochal Azov. Okay, now we get into an important Halacha Lamaisa cases. The Mishnah quoted, just like we have this gzeira, we don't let people sit next to the candle, they might come to the mat to the candle. Also, another case of a gzeira, we don't allow a zav and a zava to sit together because of hergal avera. They might come to be together, which they are also to be together in the state of tumah. So we get to talk about it, some inyanim of hilchas nida and other hilchas of hafrasha. Tanya, Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer, bo ure'e ka'ad heichan partzata Rabbi Yisrael. You see from this Mishnah how people were so medactic about Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara in the days of old. Why? Shalosh Aninu, it does not say in the Mishnah, Lo Yochal Hatar im Atameya. A tar person shouldn't sit with a Tameya, meaning a tar, a Baal shouldn't sit with his Zava wife, or vice versa. It doesn't say that. Why? Because that was obvious. The Mishnah didn't have to tell us that of course. Lo Hutzrichu L'kach. They wouldn't, not if one of them was Tameh, the other one wouldn't eat with them, because they were Ochel Chulin B'Tahara. They kept on a Tara standard. Ella with a chiddush even of the Mishnah is that when they're both tameh, Ella yochal azavim azava, mipnei hergal avera. Even if when they're both tameh, they wouldn't eat together because it might lead to other things away from the kitchen. Kayotze bo, similarly, yochal zav parush im zav am haaretz. A zav parush, a zav who is a parush, a tamar chacham, a chaver, who separates literally from the Hamonam, he should not eat with his Ava Maaretz. Why? Shema Yargilenu Eslo. Because then maybe they'll become accustomed to eating with each other. Ask the Gemara, so what? So what's wrong? V'chi Margilo Eslo Mayhavi, what's wrong with being accustomed to eating with each other? Say, Ema, no. Shema Yachilenu Dvarim Tameim. Maybe the Zav Am Haaretz will give the parish something that's a food that's Tameh. So the Gemara again says, so what? The Zav is also Tameh. Atu Zav Parish, Lav Dvarim Tameim Achil. Everything he eats is Tameh. He touches it, it becomes Tameh. So Amar Abaya Shgzera Shem Yachilenu Dvarim She'enon Misukanin. No, maybe the Am Haaretz will give the Tamar Chacham produce that was untithed, right? Trumasim Tevel, right? Or not Tevel? At least Truma Gedola might have been taken off, but the others weren't. What we call Demai, and that's why that's the whole Gzera of Demai, the third Masechta in all of Shas. That's what we're worried about as Abaya, and that's why the Zav Parush should not eat with the Zav Am Haaretz. Sorry. Right, so according to this pshat, it doesn't have to do with the Zav. It just has to do with Am Haaretz focus. You might say, if they're both Zavim, don't worry about it. Right, they're both Tameh. The answer is no, there's other chash, right, according to Abaya. But Rava Amar, no. Rava says, no, maybe because of your problem. Right, what does that have to do with Zav then? Rava Amar, no, Rova Amayaretz Masrenhein. We know Rova Amayaretz are Maser. And therefore, unless you know it's Demai, specifically, you don't have to worry. Rav Amer's master name. Ella, Shema Yehe Rogil, it's slow. No, maybe you'll become his friend, V'yachilenu Dvarim Tameim, V'yimei Taharaso. He might give you Tamei food even when you're not Tamei, if you become friendly with him. Right, so then it's an issue of Ziva, because now in a state of Ziva, they're used to giving Tamei foods, so therefore he might even give you Tamei foods in a time when you are Tahar. Good. This Gemara relates a little bit to a discussion of the Achronim. Rav Yosef Engel discusses this in Asvin Daraisa, and that is the Gzeira of Demai. Gzeira of Demai, we know, we're not allowed to eat food, produce from an Am Haaretz, who we don't know if Truma Saraisas was taken off from. We know Truma Gedola was taken off of it, because they're scared of Truma Gedola, because that's Misa B'dei Shemayim, but they don't take off Maaser Rishon, and they don't realize that within Maaser Rishon is Trumas Maaser, which is also Misa B'dei Shemayim. Okay, but that's the Gzeira of Demai. So it was Nigzar B'Torah Safik, because as the Gemara just says here, Rov Am Haaretz Maasrin Hain. But the question is, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, they were gozer it mishum demai, but now does it have the status of an iser vadai? The motivation was safek, but did they now give it an iser b'taras vadai, or does it stay mishum safek? Let's stay mishum safek. My nafkamina, if I eat it, then it really had shumas rishos been taken off of it, right? But I ate it. Do I get an iser d'rabanan? It was l'maisa. It wasn't tevel. The rabbis told me not to do it, just in case. Did it end up being just in case? And therefore, if it was really okay, then you didn't do anything wrong. Or do I say no? Once they give it the status that you shouldn't eat it, they gave it a status of tevel vade derabanan machma safik. So that type of formulation. So that's the discussion of a number of achronim, including Rabbi Yosef Engel. So some gemaras, some point out that the gemara here sounds like it's a din suffik, because if it was a din vadai, it's a din vadai. So then how could Abaye say, you know, Rava Meiris Maaser Hain, Rava say, and therefore don't worry about it, right? Even so, that's the din of demai. So some say maybe this gemara sounds like it is b'toras suffik. Okay, Ibai Lahu Baiter. Nida, Mausha teaching him by law, he be big dove, who be big dove. When a woman is a Nida, is she allowed to sleep in the same bed with her husband with their clothes on? Their clothes on, meaning there's a hecker. Because usually, people aren't fully dressed when they go to sleep. So, when they are fully dressed, do we say that there is that enough of a hecker in order to allow it? So, Rav Yosef Tashma, let's try a comparison to Hilchas Kashrus. Ha'of ole imagvin ala shulchan ve'eno ne'achal. Different Beishamai. Beishamai says that chicken and milk are allowed to be on the same table. Can't eat them together. But chicken and milk are allowed to be on the same table. U'beisil omrim no, lo ole ve'lo ne'achal. They can't be. Beisil says they can't be on the same table. So you see, right, don't you see from here that the Beisil says it's not enough, you can't have things close together? So the Gemara says, but 1 minute. Two answers. The second answer is going to be the more obvious one. But first, the Gemara says, one second, shiny husam, deleka deos. No. When you have the husband and the wife, there are two people there. They're going to remind each other that, you know, you can't do anything right now. But when it comes to the food, you have chicken and milk on the table. Who's going to remind you? There's only one person there. So that's why it's a problem. Hachanami mistabra, it makes sense. Deheka deika deos shiny. It also makes sense. Where there are different opinions there, there are different people that remind each other. The Tani Seifa. Because the next line says, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shneach Senoyim Ochlan al Shulchan Echad. If you have two guests, two different guests in an inn, meaning they don't know each other. Let's say you're eating in a cafeteria, and you're eating your food, and somebody else is eating their food, and you're eating milk, is there any fleshik? So you don't know them. Ze Ochel Basav, Ze Ochel Vinav, Ech Hoshishin. You don't have to worry about it, because we're not worried. You're going to take from each other because you're strangers. Right? You're strangers. And there are two different people. And there are different deos. So that's a riot that different deos are going to make a difference. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. The lav itmar alav. But didn't we say, Amar of Chanan bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shona Elashin Makirin Zezeh? The two people only apply if they don't know each other. They don't know each other. We're not worried that they're going to take from each other, and therefore, it's mutter. Avol Makirin Zezeh Surin. But if two good friends go out to eat for lunch, one's going to get milchik, right? One of these food courts where you have the milchik area and the fleshik area. So you're supposed to stay separate. But, you know, if you have them together, right? So then what is, we had it once in camp this past summer. We had a milchik side and a fleshik side for the visiting day. So all of a sudden, one family wanted to eat together. And they all sat down. And one of them brought the fleshik onto the milchik side. So I had to be the bad guy. I'm like, everybody's eating, you know, whatever it was. Milchik's on this side. And there's one wife who's eating fleshik. I said, you know, it's kind of like, this is the milking. So he's like, oh, okay. And then she went over. Whatever, she left. But, you know, if it was one big happy family, so then you can't eat milk. Meat's dumb. Besides the public policy of, you have a whole area they have to be in charge of and be misader. Anyway, so to hear. The husband and the wife know each other. So they know each other. How can we say that they're going to remind each other? So Gemara says, no, hakiyasha, wait a minute. Hasam deos ika shinu leka. By the case of the kashrus, there are different opinions, but there's no shinui. That's why it's usur. Hacha ika deos vika shinui. But like we said before, here there's a hecker. They're both fully clothed. And that's why there are two different two people, and there is a shinui. Let's just finish this section, and then we'll talk about it. Ika damri, another version of the Gemara, is the same Gemara, just skips the first step. Tashmar, Rishim Gamliel Omer, Shneach Sonam, Ochlin al Shulchan Echa, Zeb Basav Zegvina, right, the Rishim Gamliel, we quote the Seifa first, before the Reisha. Two guests are allowed to eat at the same table, one meat and one cheese, V'yitmar Allah, Amar Avchana Bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, Lo Shana Lashem Makirin Zezeh, Aval Makirin Zezeh Aser, but if they know each other, it's Aser. V'hani Nami Makirin Zezeh Ninu, and in the husband and the wife, they know each other. Answer, Hasam Deos Ika, Shini Leka. Over there are different opinions, there's no Shinui. Hacha, Ika Deos Vika Shinui. But here, there is Shinui, and therefore, it's not a problem. Halacha Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa, what are we paskin about sitting at the same table? So we paskin. Simon Peches. Basmachalav, Yaradaya, Pezayin, Peches, Petes, Afilu Basar Chayev Oaf. Aser lahaloso al shulchan sheochal lav gvina. We pass like Beis Hillel. You're not allowed to have milchigs and fleshigs at the same table. Right? Shalo yavo la'achlam yachas. You don't come to eat them together. Right? Let's say it happens a lot. Where does it come up? Friday afternoon. Right? Some people are tasting the fleshig food that's being made, and other people are having pizza bagels. Right? Everybody's having their own thing Friday afternoon. They just walk into the kitchen. It's like a open day. Right? Every Friday afternoon is open day. Everybody's eating whatever they want, getting ready. So come on, and there's a whole big family. Halacha on the kitchen table. You're not allowed to, unless there's a hecker. Unless there's a hecker. What's a hecker? It continues. One of them's eating on a placemat, and one of them is eating on the table. One of them is eating, on one side of the table, on the other side of the table. It's got to be some type unless you say like siblings would never eat from each other, right? I don't know. It depends. Maybe it might depend on whether they treat themselves as ein makirin zeze. Not sure. You know, in Sefer Bereishis, siblings don't have such a good record as we're in Sefer Bereishis. But either way, that's the maker of din. But the Shulchan Aruch continues, a very important halacha, avol b'shulchan shesoder olav atav shel mutar litein zeh b'zad zeh. The counter is allowed to have milchigs and fleishigs. If it's not the place that you eat from, you just misader the food there so that it could be on the same. For example, let's say it's Erev Shavuos, and somebody's making some milchig dishes and fleishig dishes, and they're both, one's on the fire, and one's under the, whatever, one's careful, but then you need them to cool. You're allowed to have them cool on the same area? The answer is yes. As long as it's not the place that you eat from. You know, it's on the island in the middle. It's not wherever it is. That's the before Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan shesoder olav tavshil mutter. And then the Shulchan Aruch quotes, it's also to be bound on the Shulchan, dafta shnei b'di adam makirin zezeh, rafilim achsanoim, e makirin, right, v'chulu, he continues, only if there's no mapa there, etc. Okay, that's an important halachas to remember. Interestingly, it's worse if I'm eating milchiks and they're eating fleishiks. That is a problem if I know them. But if somebody else is eating treif right next to me, that's not a problem. Because bedili in shemine, I never eat treif. Right, so if I'm allowed, it's better if in my kitchen, on my kitchen table, it's better to have a piece of pig than milchiks while I'm eating fleishiks. Maker adin. I'm not saying it's a good idea, but I'm not recommending it. But I'm saying theoretically, it's bedili in shemine, and that is it's just to emphasize the milchiks and fleishiks on the same table is an issue that we have to be careful about. Okay, we continue. Tashma, first white line, lo yochal hazav im hazav im b'beishim hergal aveira. What do you mean? It says the zav and the zav should not eat together because of hergal aveira. Again, doesn't that prove that the case of the in the bed with the clothes? Hakanami, no, deozi koshinui leka. Again, there's no shinui there. And that's what we paskin, by the way, as we know, when a husband and a wife eating together at a table, so there has to be some difference, some hecker. So it has to be some hecker if they're eating together. That, by the way, is a trivia question. The only harchaka of a husband and wife, all the harchakas of Simon Kufsa Adiches and Yeridea, all the harchakas, when a woman is an Ida, the only harchaka that changes based on the fact that people are there is the issue of the husband and the wife eating together. When they are alone, they have to have some type of hecker in between them as they're eating. I don't know, a vase, whatever, something that's not usually there. Mashekin, if anybody's there, no problem. That hecker falls away. Right? It's the only one that changes based on the fact that people are there. All other hakakas are the same. And it doesn't matter if other people are there. Good. Tashma vaiter el haharim lo achal ve'enav lo nasa el gulule beis Yisrael. Ve'ezeh Yisrael eloti maybe Elisha nida lo yikrav. Pasagin Yecheskel talking about the tzadikim. Makish isha nida lo eishas re'ehu. So in this pasuk we compare an isha nida to eishas re'ehu. Ma eishas re'ehu hu bebigdo v'hi bebigdo aser. Just like a man and his friend's wife would be aser even with the clothes on in the same bed. Why? Rashi says, Asur Yichud. Tosfos says, Misvara. You don't need really to think about a reason for that one. You know, that you don't have to go so deeply into. The Gemara says, elsewhere, Ein Apotropos L'Arayus. You don't have to say, well, it's Svara who says Tosfos. At least Yisra Tokfum is Gabra L'Abayoser. So, just like Eishas Re'e, it was Asur. Avishto Nida. Hu Bebigdo Vibigdo Asur. Shma Mina. So it's based on a drasha. We end up saying it's based on a drasha, it's Asur. Upliga the Rebbe Pedas. And this argument is on Rebbe Pedas, the Rebbe Pedas. Rabbi Pedas says the only isser of taraisa is actual gili arayis. Shneamar ish ish el kol she'er b'sarol lo sikri v'legalos erva. Period. That is Rabbi Pedas. We'll talk about what we paskin in a few minutes. Ula kiavi asi mi bei rav. When Uli used to come back from yeshiva, havi menashik lu lach vasei, he used to kiss his sisters. Abechadayu, Amrile Abeyadayu, on different parts of their body. He used to kiss them on their hands, on a more intimate part of their body. Meaning he used to give them serious hugs. Serious hugs, their sisters. Right, so that's what Ula used to do. Upliga di dea di dea, and that's really against the following statement of Ula. To Amar Ula, afilu shum kurva asur mishum lech lecha amrile nazira, schar lakar malo sikrav. Ula says, any erva to you, you shouldn't usher, right? It's usher to be makarev arayos, because we tell a nazir, go around the vineyard. Don't go through the vineyard and put yourself into a, don't get close. So too by arayos. So Tosas points out, so what's this answer to the seer of Ula? Ula was very affectionate, and then he there wasn't. Ula knew the halacha for the Hamon Am and the halacha for him. That's a huge discussion. All the Rishonim say, sometimes you hear stories in the Gemara about certain Tanam or Amarayim, the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Ksubis, that talks about, I think the second parak, right, that talks about Kesem Raitam of the Akala, and some of the Amarayim that used to put the kalas on their shoulders and dance around. So the Rishonim there already say, the Amorayim in that Gemara already say, we obviously can't do this anymore. Even though we can still do Tchias HaMesim, like Rabbi and Reb Zera. They were able to do Tchias HaMesim on Purim, but they can't do this because, you know, we can't fathom, you know, the earlier generations. Again, we can't, right, these were generations that the Malach HaMavis used to come to them and say, you ready? He's like, no, give me a month, please. I just want to chazer my learning. Reb Shua ben Levi. I mean, so we can't fathom the types of people that we're talking about in this in the Gemara. So even though Tosa says it's about Ula, this is not something that Halacha Lamaisa would have any effects for us. Lamaisa. Two issues. Number one, Losik v'legal al-serva. There's famous machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. What does Losik v'legal al-serva mean? The Rambam paskins both in Sefer HaMitzvos and in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. Any affectionate touch of an erva is an iser d'oraisa. Any affectionate touch, not only Gili Arayas Mamish, but any, a hug, a kiss, even holding hands, which could be an affectionate touch, if a boyfriend and a girlfriend are holding hands, right? Isser de Araisa, according to the Rambam. Right? That's Isser, that's those Sikrvu Legalos Erva. The Rambam Nilchas Isserei Bia. The Ramban holds, only Mamish, Gili Arayas, but anything less than that would be an Isser de Rabbanan. So Isser de Rabbanan. It's like eating a, right? It's, like any other Isser de Rabbanan. So Machronim Chsam Sofer, I think it was. And others say, if it's a kavua relationship, then it's asa daraisa, even according to the Ramban. Lo sikrvu legalos erva. Either way, that is asa. Lomai nafkamina, whether it's daraisa drabanan, it's a big nafkamina. If it's drabanan, there could be some tsrachim that we might be able to be more flexible. If there's a tsarech, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about going on the subway. Rav Moshe was asked by a questioner, do I have to pay for a taxi every day? Or am I allowed to go on the subway knowing that I'm going to knock into my fellow New Yorkers as the train shakes? So am I allowed to do that? So that is one level down. That is derechiba, which is affectionate touch, and shaloba derechiba. Shaloba derechiba at most is an issur d'rabbanan. At most. And therefore Moshe says, you're allowed to go on the subway. I'm going on the subway if it's an unaffectionate touch that's not intended. Rav Moshe writes there, if you start enjoying it, you better start taking a taxi. As our Moshe says, because then it turns into an affectionate touch. But again, that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina could be, what about a handshake? That's the big sugya. What if somebody puts out their hand? A woman puts out her hand to a man. So is that? So first of all, is that affectionate? Is that not affectionate? That itself. Moshe has a couple of shuvas about this. Very, very, very short. Doesn't really explain. He's not a fan. He says he can't shake a woman's hand. Not a fan in all the two or three different chubas. Other poskim are a little more mako, that it's just what's done. There's no affection there. It's just to meet somebody. You might say that's affectionate. But for sure, let's say if somebody lives in a country where the way to greet somebody is to give a kiss on the cheek, you know, that there's no brayer there. We can't say, oh, that's by definition, that's affectionate. But by handshake, again, machlokas aposkim, one should ask their local, if one could get out of it and just bow and they're in a situation where it can be gotten out of it, it's definitely better. But it's, I remember used to have Talmidim. They used to go for interviews. Right, more in Chutz La'aretz, that they used to come and ask. They're going on an interview. So I used to explain there's makam. So, but kind of like, do the dead fish handshake. It's kind of like, they're like, oh, no, but the part of the interview is they judge you on the handshake. You know, if you give a solid handshake, that I'm like, what do you want from me? So then the dafka, then you're showing me the handshake is important. So then it might be more of a problem. Anyway. Okay. We continue. Good. One other hard to mention, and that is, what about a sister? What about a sister? Affection with a sister. So again, the Rambam emphasizes, after the Rambam, everybody discusses this around, the Rambam says one shouldn't be too affectionate with a sister. What about, shouldn't be too affected with a sister? Again, there's a baseline that a sister is not an erva like the other arayas, for sure. There's no iser yichud and there's no iser negiya by a sister. But the Rambam says one shouldn't be very affectionate. Hamachabik achas mina arayas shein libo shal adam nofo alayhen or shenoshak achas b'yam achosu agdola achos imo aval b'shein bo sham taiv v'lo hano klahar is a maguna b'yoser v'dover is a usser a maisa tipshim heim. Rambam is very emphatic about it. But you know, one has to know there's affection and there's affection. There's a sister type. Again, you have to deal with it. But again, many poskim, everybody points out there's a difference between the sister where there's no iser negiya by a sister, even there a chiba, there's no iser by a sister. Mashenkin others, but that Rambam is very extreme. Okay, Tana de Eliyahu. Eliyahu says we learned in the yeshiva of Eliyahu, which is Eliyahu. Which Eliyahu is this? As some say it was a Tana named Eliyahu, but most Rishonim assume is Eliyahu Navi. Based on another Gemara elsewhere, the Eliyahu Navi taught Rav Anan, the following, and he named the Tana of Eliyahu. I don't know if I've ever quoted one, so I got to quote it now. This story that we're about to have is quoted in Hilchos Nida in Sefer HaPardes. That's Miyuchas Tarashi. And there, right after the story, it says, I'll read it after the story. Let's first do the story. Tana of Eliyahu, scary story. There was a story with the Talmud that learned a lot. He died young. And his wife took his tefillin. And she took it to the shuls and the base medrash. And she said to them, she was about to complain to them. The Torah gives long life. Ba'ali Shashana Harbe, Vakara Harbe, Vishimish Tamidi Chachamim Harbe. My husband was unbelievable. Mipre Ma Meis Bachatzi Yamav. Why did he die young? V'loayim Achzir Adam Achzir Adavar. Nobody could give her an answer. Nobody could give her an answer. Why Dafka the Tefillin? So Ian Yaakov just points out, because the Gemara says elsewhere, you get a Richas Yamim if you wear Tefillin and have a mezuzah and have a talis. Right? The Gemara says that elsewhere. I'll read it to you. The one says the Menachas, Koshi Yishlo Tefillin Barosho Vizra Vitzitzit Bebigdo Umuzizit Bepischo Hakol Bechizik Shelo Yechta, that he wouldn't sin. Rechut B'mishula Shelo Yechta B'mer Yinasek. So Tefillin is the only thing that she could take. The Talis is buried with him, the Mezuzah is on the door, so the Tefillin is the only thing left. So she brings the Tefillin, interesting, about the to the base Medrash, and she says, why does my husband deserve such a thing? So nobody can give her an answer. Pamachas Nisarachti Yetzla, one time I, meaning Eliyahu Navi, right? Tana of Eliyahu. I was with her. V'haisa mesicha kalosa maura. She told me the whole story. V'yamarti labiti. V'meini du sechmahu etzleich. What did he do during your zman nidus when you were tamei? Amrali chas v'shalom. I feel be'etzba ketana l'nagami. They didn't touch me. We're going to go near each other. No problem. B'yamei libun echmahu etzleich. What about during your days of libun, meaning the days of counting shivin akiyim? What about those days? Achal imi, v'shasa imi, v'yashan imi, b'kirav basar, v'lo also daito al davar acher. He slept right next to me. We were very close. We even were physically connected. But we never did anything. V'amarti lo, and Eliyahu said, baruch hamakom shaharago. Right? That's the reason. Shelo nasa panim la-Torah. Shari amra Torah, v'alisha, v'nidatsu masa lo sikrav. This could be one of the Gemaras, but the Rambam saw is in Isidaraisa. That's how you know. Lo sigur legalas erva, right? The chayim misa, right? Again, we're still not saying chayim misa. It's chayim malchus according to the Rambam. But either way, this is the scary story that the krava is similar to a maisa. That the husband, this is the source for the also the halacha in Hilchas Nida that a husband and wife are not allowed to be together even in the same bed. I didn't bring it here. This Shulchan Aruch is Chelik Gimel, why is it Chelik Beis? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, right? That even on the same bed, husband and wife are not allowed to be together. And the Ramah adds, even touching, even if you're two different beds, two mattresses that are touching each other, the Ramah adds, that is not allowed, and that's that's why there's a halacha of separating, by a certain amount during that time. Interesting that he adds, we may nidus, we may libun. Halacha l'maisa, there's no difference for us. During the time that she's actually a nida, actually there's something coming out, and it may libun. So Tosis discusses this. Tosis says, lo mishav sheish l'chalik b'nidus l'libun. That's not why Eliyahu Navi asked this question. Right? There's no difference l'maisa. No difference l'maisa. But he just asked the question. This was the story. If you look in Sefer HaPardes, here it is. Ve'eliyo shama, this is on page 5. Ve'eliyo shama b'yeshiva shalmala, shelafichach ne'nash oso tamar chacham. Eliyahu Navi heard what was going on. Lefichach shala iser nida mishari surin. Why do you ask about this? Because he knew. He was just giving, it was like Hashem with Cain. What's going on? Where's your brother? Kind of like giving a Pesach to do Vida. That's why he asked. It's beautiful. To try to say, you know, get her to admit before. But he says, Eliyahu Shama Bela B'Shamayim. He obviously holds we're talking about Eliyahu Navi too. There is a fascinating minhag that's quoted in the Tosfos here. Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, I'm sorry, on the third skinny line, they used to go to the mikveh twice. Once at the end, L'sof Shivel Riyasa, at the end of Nida Daraisa, after 7 days from when it started, and then after Shiva Nikiyim. This was a minhag quoted in Tosfos, right? We do not do this, and that's why maybe this person, this Talmud felt he was Mekel. Like, why would he think he's Mekel? Because he's going to mikvah twice. After the first time coming home for the mikvah, you know, he used to be Mekel. We obviously don't do that because it could just lead to, right? We never go to the mikvah unless it's, for a good reason, was going to lead to Tara. That's why we pass in Shulchan Aruch also that single girls don't go to the mikvah. Based on the Tshuva of the Rivash from 500 years ago, single girls do not go to the mikvah, right? That is the, halacha. Good. Tosfos then quotes the source of the Poran halacha. Tosfos quotes Rashi. Tosfos quotes Rashi. Interesting, I was just trying to wonder this yesterday, I asked a number of people, why most of the time in Shas, Rashi quotes, when Tosfos quotes Rashi, he calls him Kuntres. And once in a while, he quotes Rashi. He quotes it by Rashi by name. One of my Talmidim said, well, maybe these are the ones that they heard from their grandfather, Bethair. So they didn't have to look in the Kuntres in the notebooks that they found. This is Mamish Rashi. Right, could be. Okay. Anyway, but look, if you look in the eighth skinny line, Rashi! Hayanoik Isser Lahoshitz, Mipesa Mafteach, Miyada Liyada. This is the source of the halacha of Hoshata, about a husband and a wife during that time are not allowed to pass each other items. That, the whole source of that is Rashi, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So it goes back 900 years, that minhag quoted in Shulchan Aruch, and it's even based on a Tanit Velio that he quotes. So it could even go back thousands of years, not just that, and that we paskin Hoshata is also, even if there's no chash of touching. Pashas is Gzeira because he won my touch, but there's a beautiful Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis, where this is also discussed, where the Shita says, the Hoshata is not only also Mishum Shema Yiga, because then you might say, why can't I pass a pencil? Why can't I pass a long item? No, it's because when there's Hoshata, there's a Chibur. There's a connection between the two people holding something. And that's the connection that cannot be had during this time. It's also part of it is to create the unbelievable magic that there is when there's Zman Heter, that if one wasn't even allowed to do Hoshata between a husband and a wife, that obviously creates an amazing positive effect after once it's Mutter. Okay, we continue. Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar Mitachad Havi. When Rav Dimi came, he said it was one bed. It wasn't just a Bakir of Basar. Amar Rava Amri Amar Rav Yisla Bar Yosef Sinar Mafsek Bein Elvei. No, there was just a little beged separating between them. Either way, it was wrong, and the Eliyahu Navi told her about that. Okay, again, obviously there's a lot more to talk about in Hilchas Nida, but we continue in the next Mishnah. So here we are, the 18 halachas. The Elu min halachos Shamru Balias Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garon Sha'ol of Akro. These, we'll have to see what these are. These are some of the halachos that were decided in the attic of Chananya when they went up to visit him. As we'll see in the Gemara, Chananya decided that he has to figure out Sefer Yechezkel. So he went up and wrote a commentary on Sefer Yechezkel. The Rambam here explains that in the Pirush of Mishnayos as well. And he was up there for a long time. And the Rabbanan used to go up and visit him when he was in this attic working on his Pirush on Yechezkel. And one time when they went to visit him, all of a sudden, all the Chachmei Hador were there. They're like, let's use this opportunity. And there were many discussions of halacha that occurred on that day when they were up in the attic. And we'll see there's a specific list of 18 halachas that they had a vote, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, and then we'll discuss, see that in the Gemara, Beis Shammai 1. And these are going to be the 18 halachas. And some of them are in the Mishnayos here. Nimnu v'arba Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. They counted on that day, and Beis Shammai was the majority over Beis Hillel. V'yurchaz ram gazru b'vayom. There were 18 gzeiras from that day. Again, please look at the Pirush Mishnayos here. He gives the whole background to Chananya. Amar le Abaye l'Rav Yosef. First of all, elu tznan o ve'elu tznan. Does the Mishnah, should there be a vav there? Meaning, elu these, going back on what was said earlier? Or ve'elu, and these are as follows. Meaning the earlier cases of checking by the candle and the checking the for bugs, is that included? Ve'elu tznan hainu da'amran, o elu tznan tibin elu mimelakamon. Is it earlier or the following? Tashma, because the bride that we say, ein polon la'araner, ben karon la'araner, ve'elu min halacha, shaman balias, chanan mechazim min garon, shmamina ve'elu tznan shmamina. It was the earlier halachas that we had in the previous Mishnah. Good. Tanur abanon, mikasa megillas tainis. Who wrote Megillas Tainis, one of the earliest Torah Shebalpeh sources? Megillas Tainis was the scroll discussed at length in Maseches Tainis, the scroll of that listed the days where tremendous miracles occurred for Bnei Yisrael at different times in history, and there was an Isser Tainis and Hesped on those days. Before and after, maybe, the Gemara says in Tainis that Butler Megillas Tainis. The whole Megillah doesn't apply anymore, except for Chanukah and Purim. Okay, but this was Megillas Tainis. Who wrote that? Amru Chanani Bechizka, Bechizki Vesiato. They wrote it. Shayu Mechabavin Es Hatzaros. They used to love the Tzaros. What it really means is, as Rashi says here, shenig olin mehen. They love the tzaras that they were redeemed from. V'hanes chavev alein laskiro l'shifcha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they wanted to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu hakaras hatov. But the language of the Gemara is v'chavev hatzaras. So all the achronim, all the bali musar, the ultimate level in hakaras hatov HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not only thanking him for the Yeshua, but realizing that even the tzara was good for me, and the ultimate Yeshua was part of it, but really, the Tzara I needed, right? Shibud Mitzrayim was needed in order to have Yitzias Mitzrayim. What did we say this right today? Yom HaYoma, Rosh Chodesh. Odcha ki ani sani, vatahilu Yeshua. Right, ki ani sani, I thank Hashem for the Inui and the Yeshua. That's the Tzara, right? B'chav v'nes HaTzaras. Amar Reb Shimon Gamliel, af anu b'chav v'nes HaTzaras. We also... But what should we do, says Rashbag? If we want to write our own Megillas Tainis, we wouldn't have enough, right? There's so many tzaras every day, and there's so many yeshuas, we wouldn't have enough be able to write it. Or another reason why not, ain shote nifka. A shote is not nifka. Shote, meaning we're not even makir all the great things that Hashem does for us. Davar acher, or ain besar hames, margish beizemel. Dead flesh doesn't feel the knife. Meaning we're just we're in space, right? We're as if we had anesthesia. So many tzaras have happened to us, so we don't feel anything anymore. Ani, is that really true? That the psara mace, a dead person doesn't feel a knife? V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kasharima lames kamachad bepsara chai. Difficult are the worms in a dead body like a needle. So you see, they do feel. Shemar ach besaro alav yichav and afsho alav te'aval. So where it says no. Ema, what it means is ein basar hames shevachai margish bizemel. If a live person has dead skin, dead flesh, they don't feel that. That's what it means. It means or a little bit. Period. If you look, we don't have time to go into it, but if you look in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, marbe basar marbe rima. On that Mishnah, in the second paragraph of Perkei Avos, there's a big discussion in the Tosfos Yontif and the Medrash Shmuel about this Gemara, about what does a dead body feel anything? Right, the Gemara talks about in some places that it sounds like there is some pain. So there, though the Mefarshim there on that Mishnah Perkei Avos discuss it. Am Rav Yehuda Marav, Baram Zachar Oso Ish Latov, V'Chanani Mechizki Yeshemo. Let's remember it for the good. Shomolei who Nigna Sefer Yecheskel. But were not for him, Sefer Yecheskel would have been Nignas. We wouldn't study it anymore. Right? There are a number of Sfarim that we know in Tanakh that were somewhat controversial and we couldn't understand. Yecheskel, Shira, Shirim, Koheles, right? Different reasons. They might have been left out of the canon, but they were put in, but we wouldn't put it away. Shahayud Varv Sosun, Zivrei Torah, because some psukim sound like they contradict Torah. Ma also, what did he do? Halulo Gimel Meos Garvi Yishemen. He brought up 300 barrels of oil to the attic, meaning a lot of oil for light, and the Yashav Ba'aliyah B'Darshan, and he sat in the attic for a long time and darshan, and explained all of the problematic psukim. And one of the days that they came to visit him was the day that they made these 18 things, 18 halachas, and that's what B'Hashem we get into tomorrow. A lot of them are Tumah V'Tahara, and other related issues. That's what we have on the next couple of blocks. Okay, we'll stop here. Agun Chodesh.